3869.
How can I help you?
This bus has some kind of exhaust leak. It's getting inside the cabinet. I walked to the back and asked the passengers, do you smell that exhaust leak? And they all confirmed that they can smell it too. And so I said, do you think if I opened up these windows, they would be good enough to get you downtown? And they all said, yeah, that'd be fine. And so I just want to report that.
Yeah, well, if you really truly do have an exhaust leak, then we can't let you drive. So, do you have the high exhaust temp light on?
Negative.
All right, stand by just a minute. Okay, so you haven't said any of the trigger words, so that's good. But how strong is the smell? Is it possible you guys were just falling behind a stinky car or truck and some of it got in there and it's not the bus at all?
No, I noticed it for quite a while, and I that's what I thought at first. I thought it might be something from outside, but then we were up on the hill there, by Lake Oswego, and there were no other cars around us up there, it's not as strong as I've smelled it in some other buses, but it is there, and opening up all the windows to help, but we're almost down to the end of the line right now.
Okay, well, if you're not feeling the effects of anything, and you feel 100% normal, 100%, if you feel anything less than normal, I need to tie you up. So if that changes, I want you to tie up the bus. So only if you're 100% normal. Otherwise, let's go ahead and get you to Columbia Intense, and we'll get the mechanic to meet you there. If anything changes with you in any way, shape, or form, tie up the bus and give me a call, okay?
Okay, understood. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be there. 741.